I want to know more about the mirrors.
As referring to crypto Zionist?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think a crypto Zionist is?
Yes, I was very impressed that during the week they were talking a lot about rings of fire. There were these sinkholes in China called rings of fire, and they were also discovering galaxies that looked like rings of fire. And I had this word in my head all the time, the mirror, the mirror, the mirror. So I want to know what it's all that about, the rings of fire and the mirror.
So, Ion, is the Middle East a ring of fire?
Yes.
How does that relate to the historical tradition of mirrors used magically, according to anthropologists or archaeologists?
They move time-space continuum into the past.
Can we use them? Now that we have an activated chromosome 14, are we going to use those tools again?
Well, some of you are already, so...
are using those tools.
What is the relationship between the ring of fire and the mirror?
The reflection.
Is everything about the reflection? You've emphasized that a lot, the man in the mirror.
And well, looking back.
Reflect.
Is that looking back?
The
reflection
be.
In the mirror? Can be.
Can be.
Can we look at ourselves in the ascended state? Or what are we trying to look back in the mirror?
You can't even turn the chat room back on.
Kigi predicted I would shut down the chat room as soon as he showed up, and I did do that. Because he's on there insulting Ion and everybody, and that's silly. We don't need that distraction at this point.
We told him to be easy, and then
I saw that.
Off. But you don't have to turn it off. Turn it back on. We got this.
No. We want you to focus on Roxy
on,
and other people here. Hey, we're here for some verbal
stuff.
Let's do
some Old Testament. Let's do some Old Testament Leviticus stuff. We got We need some fresh blood on the doorpost. Let's get it. We tear it up.
We got that. We know there's a lot in there.
But like, Ion, lately... it's like these three archetypes are appearing a lot, the mirror, the egg, and the ring of fire. I want to know why are we seeing all these three symbols all the time?
That was directed to you, Ion.
Okay.
You don't have enough information there?
Well, so far...
he wants to know why are these images? Yeah, why is the serpent
why,
the egg?
Why?
No, she said, I want to know why. It wasn't why, it was I want to know why, which is acceptable.
Okay.
She wants to know why the egg, why the mirror, why the ring of fire? Why are they happening the first week of April 2015?
Well, everything's cool but the egg.
You find that too confining?
Well, it's the ovum.
Is there a problem with that?
He's like fucking William or something.
William?
The ovum.
That was lively. You like that kind of talk, Ion? Let's find out who that was.
Dude.
That was Eliza?
Put him on the floor. No.
Yeah.
Never, Eliza, never.
So ovum and egg, they are similar. So an egg implies it's a chicken, but an ovum, are you saying that implies it's a human egg?
They're both embryonic.
What is, Carol? What's the both?
An ovum is an egg.
Oh, okay.
So Ion's just giving us another vocabulary lesson.
Does that give you an angle, Roxy?
Yes,
yeah, go ahead.
Because if we're not born, I want to know why would there be eggs?
Yes. Why are there eggs and we aren't born, Ion?
you're hatched.
Have you ever made it clear, Ion, if people transition, then they come back, and it's not a reincarnation, but they are coming back again?
No, you're not. No, bullshit. No, no, no.
I know, it's not
Hell
that. So
no.
What is it?
No, it's not that. That's what it is.
Well, I've been here as Ofenel-Hobab for 4,000 years. Have I never transitioned in that 4,000 years?
Not yet, but there's still hope for you yet, Bob.
If I transition, would I have to wait a timeless zone to be back in the physical again?
An unlimited timeless zone, yes.
And then I would be experiencing the physical again if I got scooped up in the glass?
Nope. Not anymore.
That's no longer happening.
No, wait a minute. Why not the glass on?
That part of the program is veto complete.
That ain't going to happen anymore. Okay, before that stopped, is that what happened? I would have to wait till I got scooped up and I'd be in the physical again.
Yeah, you'd have to wait with all the babies that hadn't been baptized yet.
Like that one.
We like that one, though.
I see the egg as a symbol of the fallen state, and it was also like a big symbol in Babylon.
Oh, we think Babylon's cool.
So you've stated what the symbols are. What's your question, Roxy?
The eggs tell us about our Humpty Dumpty fallen state. And the mirror is like a way to remember the ascended state.
The future. The future. The past pluperfect version of a reflected emblem of perfection.
Good. You got somewheres there, Roxy. We got a definition.
What?
In the mirror is the past pluperfect. And something else, they said. Anybody got a way to continue that point?
When we're looking at the mirror, I want to know what are we really looking at.
The past.
Yeah. That's what he already said. So it is the past.
But there is also a way to look into the future in the mirror.
That's where the future is in the past.
Well, what do you think of the McLuhan point? The future of the future is the present. Does that say any different from what you just said about the mirror being the future in the past? If I say the future of the future is the present, does that add a new wrinkle?
It's approximately 13 miles from Fredericksburg.
Fredericksburg?
Is that the reason why there are so many anomalies now appearing, like chips, microchips that are 300 million years and all these things? It's like you're telling us the future is in the past?
No, it's in Gillespie County.
Is that in the United States or Germany?
Texas.
And Fredericksburg, is that, Carolyn, is that
Virginia.
In
Virginia.
So first
no,
of all,
no, it's in Texas.
Okay.
Oh, the two of them. Well, there is a Fredericksburg in Virginia. I'll go to
okay,
Texas.
Okay, so Texas. And then what was the next name he said?
Gillespie County.
Gillespie County.
Is
so
that
that's
in those
where Fredericksburg is?
Places like a type of portal, like the one in New York, in the World Trade Center?
There's some large ones there, yeah.
Well, that's good to find out. It's a large portal. It's a gate.
I want to know why are you mentioning them lately also so much? Like
Voices of a Grateful Nation.
That's a book he's quoting. Look that up, Carolyn. Voices of a Grateful Nation. See what book that is.
It's a music. It's a song.
And who by?
Various artists, November 2008. I'm Coming Home. Welcome Home. Mother of Mercy, Letter Home. As a Nation, This Land. very patriotic. Soldiers plea for the weight of the world. Everyone has faded, homesick soldiers, sparrows. Don't try to fight it right here with me. That's what I'm doing here. Welcome back. We'll have peace someday.
So, Ian, in the first 2 years on cash flow, you gave out wisdom for the little man. Then you said you wouldn't give out any more wisdom, but you are quoting songs. Are you saying that what you said in the old days, in 2010, 2011, was that a song? And so now you're more literally quoting song rather than giving verbal conceptual answers.
No. This is a retired zip code, 78647.
Was it for a looking box, Texas?
Yes, it was.
It was Luckenbach before.
Yes.
The post office closed on April 30th, 1971, and its zip code, 78647, was retired. So that's Luckenbach.
Is it?
Yep. That's what it said. But the,
It also says Luckenbach is an unincorporated community 13 miles from Fredericksburg in southeastern Gillespie County, Texas.
Is there a major gateway there, Ion? Something interworldly?
Yes. Over and over.
Now, does it?
Yeah, that's the one where Roxana can come back and forth.
Does it connect directly to a gate in Rixdorf? Is there a gateway in Rixdorf?
There is. It connects.
That's where the
Rixdorf.
Tibetans came there in 500 A.D.
Don't be talking shit. That's history, Bob. You're talking shit again.
Sorry.
We'll make you turn the chat line back on.
How close to the gateway, if it's a big one, is Roxy's apartment? Or is she inside that gateway?
In and out.
Aha, explains a lot. I mean, for Roxy. You got Luckenbach and Rixdorf. Are there joint connected portals all over the sphere, the planetary sphere, Ion?
Well, yes, but not specifically.
You mean they have some? This one has a special role.
Well, not necessarily, but you're just saying like it's all like a setup grid that has to apply a certain way, and not quite like that.
Well, why would you emphasize it? Is it because Roxy is on the line? You're responding to Roxy, or is there another non-Roxy agenda of pointing out about Luckenbach?
Snake Creek.
Were there immigrants killed there? Mexican refugees?
Yes.
So that might relate to Roxy's Mexican background. There's some heavy Mexican...
Mexican? What are you talking about? She ain't no Mexican.
She agrees with you, Aya. She's Toltec.
She's right. She ain't no Mexican.
Okay. We stand corrected. All of us stand corrected.
Mexican, the very
No, I think we're another tribe, actually.
When you say we're, who are you talking about? Your family or us? Or what's your reference? Say we're another tribe.
With the new blood.
Hey, baby.
But looking back, you knew so many things. I think he was also like Bob, some like other tribe. Like that's what do you refer with the Medians?
Medians, yes. Did you just say McLuhan was another tribe? Is that what you just said?
I wonder how was he able to know everything he knew. Like he was living in this small city, and he had so many insights about everything.
Do you have a comment on that, Ion?
No.
Because you don't agree with her premise that he had a unique perspective?
Correct.
Is it maybe his background, his tribe?
I can't find these. They were making all this noise. I can't find their leakage point.
We like it.
I guess you're going to have to drop the McLuhan point, Roxy, and go into some other topic.
Well,
unless you're going to be persistent.
I want to know, is there any relationship between McLuhan and Bob that we're not aware of?
Tiny note chart.
Yes, the tiny note chart is the connection. Now, you have to ask about what's in the tiny note chart that involves...
What will be the connection between McLuhan-Bach and Bob in the tiny note chart?
Waylon, Willie, and the Boyd.
Did they make it together?
Yes.
Make it together? You mean, do we have sex? Is that what you mean? To make it. Is that what you're referring to, Aya? The McLuhan and me and Waylon, the boys had sex? We made it?
No, she said that we did.
Oh, okay.
No.
No,
she never had sex yet, so how are you going to have sex then?
It's true. Well, no, Carolyn would disagree with that, I think.
If I had the energy.
There you go. She had the energy.
Did any human ever have sex?
Dr. Dean had.
But I ain't human.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. She had inhumane sex.
What about the sex with the angels? How was that possible?
Very hotly.
But they're like hermaphrodites. Was there like intercourse or what happened?
Yeah. They got both parts. By hermaphrodite, you mean both parts. They had them both.
How come there were hybrids from those relationships? If we were not born, how did these hybrids came forth?
Hybrid, you mean? Hybrid?
Yeah, hybrid.
Hybrid, yes. How does something new happen if it always was, since we weren't born?
It just repeats. It's a recycle.
Is there any of that information in any of us, or are we from that type of hybridization? What will be the origin of this specific tribe?
You're going to go a long way around a very short hole here, darling. Change it up a little bit.
How come so little people know about you?
Everyone knows about it.
Yes, but no, the speaking ion, not the non-physical ion, the speaking ion. How come we don't have millions of people on the line here listening and engaging with ion?
From your lying eyes, you wouldn't even know how to tell.
Yes, that's true.
If we opened up the board and showed the 1,000,006 on the line, you'd be all upset, and you wouldn't talk. Oh, my God, I can't talk in front of 1,000,006. I don't make fun of me in Luckenbach, Texas, and I can't do that, and I'm going to be all challenged. And Bob doesn't have anything to say, but he'll be talking about it. The next thing you know, we'll have to talk about Leopold and terrible, wonderful things. And the Queen Mother will come up, and she'll listen, too, and it'll be problems. And then Catherine will come in, and she'll get all upset. And then the Warhols, Andy and his mother and all that crowd will come jump in the mess. And then it turns into another thing. And then there's all this mess. And then Yoko fucking Ono will want her part of the cut. And then Gail Zappa will try to sue you again. And then you'll turn around and want some more damn money checks. And stacked up so high and wide, now you can't see straight. And then you turn around and want to know what happened. And then everybody showed up, and everybody left, and everybody came back. And you still don't know what happened. And then you're asking us, what would happen when more people show up? Well, you can't take care of the ones you got right now. So, honey, you can add another 1,000,000 or so if you want to. But you better start fucking the one you with.
They're all Illuminati bitches pissed off. Tachi will not stay around if the slightest aspersion is cast. That's what he mentioned, all the Illuminati bitches.
Yeah, it's better to be anonymous.
Okay, so we got a lot of people listening, Carolyn. Would you like to address them?
Don't tell them that. Now you'll make them all leave and then have to come back and leave. And they'll have to be obsolete so they can be retrieved and copied and moved and filed and buried in a peat bog and then retrieved. It's ridiculous.
I want to know why.
Then you'll find out that Lyndon LaRouche was right. And then what do you do?
Yeah.
I want to know why it seems that so little people are choosing to ascend. Like, even some people that discover you see, like, the devil on the bottle.
There are millions already ascended. But, darling, all that's happening is once they ascend, they stop saying, I'm ascending. You don't hear about them.
Okay.
So there's lots of them around. So is this ascension topic rather passe than I am? Well, should we get into a new topic since we've managed
to help
everybody?
We want you to get it. We want Brian to get the lampstands, and we want number one to get lucky.
How do we get the lampstands?
You want to know how to get.
I want to know.
If that ain't a Mexican princess talking, I don't know what is.
No, the thing is, you're always saying...
Hey, you're like a baby. All lines are open except for Renee and looking for the baby line.
The baby's with me, with Brian.
Ah, that's why we can't mute it. It's on my phone. Wow, that's the first time I've been the culprit. That's incredible.
No, you've always been the culprit. It's just the first time you've ever admitted it.
Well,
I'm trying
okay,
to keep you a little bit away from the speaker, but...
No, that's okay. We know it's one of our...
No worries. We like the babies.
Like the babies.
Hold on.
Maybe
the baby's
asking something.
Yeah, it's the baby communicating something.
We were answering the baby, silly.
Well, We got quiet.
Right, you answered it. Well, what was the baby interested in? Is that angel talk?
No.
Oh, they said yes.
Yeah. Don't tell it all. They're not worthy of your spit. Don't worry about it. It's all right, honey. We got this. Don't worry. No fret. No worry. We're good.
So that's why baby spit so much.
Spit happens. It happens.
Albert Eiler. Yes. She's quoting Albert Eiler.
I think the answer worked. She's happy. I thought she was wondering what's up with the speakerphone. I don't think she's ever seen that before.
We were chatting.
Can you say some more in baby talk, Ian, to her?
Well, we could, but we had to be very, very...
Is there, like, a critical mass of people listening? You know, there's millions of people listening and everything, but are all the people that should be listening, or is there some need to, are there some crucial listeners that need to get on board?
Ooh, choke them if they can't take a fuck.
I really like what you commented, that these psychotropics doesn't really give us anything. Because I think many of us got...
Yeah, love that, baby.
Is there a semantic content in what she's saying, Ion? Is she communicating frequency information? What is it that she's communicating, he or she's communicating? Pure percept.
Yep. Ion.
Yeah.
Ion muted, so now we got to deal with Sarah, the other baby amongst us.
Gaga.
Ion, what is the meaning of the 1, 2, 3, 4 in the beat of music?
Per
Perfect. Great question.
The cubed root of 8.
Right, that's
what?
2 times 2 times 2. The cube root of 8, that's 2. That's the doubleness. That's the interval between people. That's Wyndham Lewis's resonant interval. It all fits, Mark.
Oh, my God. It's like T.S. Eliot and Halloween.
What if you count it N1, N2, N3, N4? Do you reverse the beat of 1, 2, 3, 4?
No, that was Lawrence Welk.
It doesn't swing any differently than the 1, 2, 3, 4?
No, Lawrence Welk was straight primarily.
Again, what does one... Okay, what about...
A 1 and
time?
A 2 and a 3
triplet.
And
yeah.
A...
What about 3, 4 time? 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 4. What about triplet time?
3, 4 time. Yeah.
It's not gospel, but it's close.
But gospel according to close?
So babies have their time of music
timing? No. Windows by Chick Corea and John Coltrane by Love Supreme.
Roscoe P. Coltrane, yeah.
Perfect.
Roscoe, what?
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Is that a blues singer?
No.
What music is that?
Not music.
Information. What information is that?
It's a name.
The name is powerful.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Do.
It was top of Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, I thought.
Good Lord, Bob. Simple Troglodytes. It's amazing.
What do you expect, Ion? Are we? We're genius in some ways. We're idiots in other ways. What do you expect from us?
And James Brady always said he had half a mind not to come.
That's the guy who got shot with Reagan, March 30th. 31st, 81.
Santana talked about the universal tone. Is there a universal tone?
Is it all tones in one?
No, he talked about a universal tone.
It's more like Cindy Blackman.
Yeah, well, that's his latest tone. Yes, absolutely. That's fine. You know, that's his new lick. You know, Saunders King asked him that question.
Don't be so qualifying. Don't be so qualifying since you know him for damn thing. Then go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, what are you referring to, Mark?
Oh, you know, Santana, when he wrote his autobiography, he wrote about the universal tone. It connected him to everything.
But that's not the words that Ian said that you're saying. You name somebody.
I mentioned Saunders King, and then he mentioned Santana's new wife.
Did he say Santana's wife? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he mentioned it. Yeah, that's the drummer for...
Cindy Blackman.
Yeah, Cindy Blackman is the drummer. She's pretty good. I mean, she's very hot, but...
No, don't put your personal thing in. Pursue it. Why? It's not about whether she's hot. Why is Ian mentioning her right now? That's what you want to find out. Not whether she's good or not.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm not my God. Anyway, you didn't want... Fuck.
Yes, you are. See, you're confused. Does Gail want to ask something? Didn't you say Gail was supposed to come on?
Yes, she does, but she refuses
Nene
to
Kravitz.
Talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Nene Kravitz.
Nene Kravitz. Oh, my God.
Nene Kravitz.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz, yes. Lived in Venice. Used to live in Venice when we were there, Carol.
Bob, you have met every fucking musician I've ever heard of.
That's right. Yes, there's not much.
Lenny Kravitz. I would have never guessed.
Not Pharoah Sanders. He never met Pharoah Sanders.
I met him in July 1972 in the health food store opposite Carnegie Hall on 59th Street. I definitely remember that encounter.
Never met Ron Carter. Never met Ron Carter.
I did. Backstage, I did meet Ron Carter. Yeah, great bass player.
He never saw Sam Rivers.
Who's Sam Rivers? I think he played for those guys, too. But, yes, I did not see him.
And he never played with Cassandra Wilson.
Correct. That's a mama and papa daughter.
But he did sleep with Buckethead. I know that.
Buckethead. Yes, that's the 22-year-old Barbara saw me with.
And Bill Laswell. Bill Laswell.
Oh, that's a pretty good name. That's a friend of Georgia Gomelski, Carol, Bill Laswell. He was at,
yeah.
at
and
that.
Joe Henderson.
Yeah, Joe was a good singer.
Ion, did you create the Alabama Kings?
No, but we did do Multiplicity.
Ah, wow. He's quoting early 70s downbeat. Tony, what's his name, kind of groups. What was Tony, the drummer? Tony Williams. Multiplicity, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I think he's just zapping
wow.
my own mind. I think he's just taking these names out of the names I last read in Downbeat 40 years ago.
You wrote for Downbeat?
No. I used to look at it. And, look for Zappa interviews, and there'd be all this other stuff going on, which
I
take.
The Alabama Kings. Oh, my God. What a great beat.
Okay, don't get lost in your expletives. We'll stick with the issue.
Oh,
he's naming these names. Let's find out why he's naming these names.
Fuck up, Ion. Shut up.
You tell I to shut up?
Yeah, I did. The thing is
why?
That Brittany Howard is phenomenal. I'm asking if did Ion create that?
Alabama Shakes. We like that band. And Brittany was just featured recently in the Rolling Stone or something magazine. What's the reason for her charisma right now? It has a mixture of R&B and other soulful things. What's the appeal of her right this minute? Why is she having her three-minute moment in the spotlight, Ion? Can you tell us what the frequency of her is? Is it because I like her and played her on the show? Is that what caused that?
No, it's in the bass.
Of her voice?
In the bass.
I know, but is she got bass in her voice?
No, it's the bass. Before I heard them, I am brought out. It's in the bass. The bass. It's in the bass.
So that's what the people, their ears require bass right now, and Brittany is satisfying that. Ion, are you still here? Let me just see if Ion's still here. Yes, I would care to comment on the musical news of today. Why not, Ion? What's holding you back?
You told him to shut up.
You goddamn Skippy.
Skippy, what is that? What are you referring to? Are you saying that marked that, or he told you to shut up, or what? What? Oh, that means you're goddamn right. Yeah, undo that, Mark. Ask him to speak again. You fucked it up, Mark.
I'm sorry. I have more power than I know what I contain.
Yeah.
Sorry didn't do it. You
okay, I apologize. I didn't know
yeah,
what
say
I
your name. Don't say I'm sorry. Say I'm Mark and I apologize.
I'm Mark and I apologize. I'm wondering that when you created the bass and then Alabama Shakes came in, did you create that musical pattern?
Certainly.
Was it off the blues?
Wasn't blues.
It wasn't the blues? I was going to piss off me, Bob. He's going to smoke me at any minute.
No, he's not.
Well, it's early.
Stop worrying about yourself, Mark. Just probe intellectually your thoughts here, your projections.
So, you had the bass. The music was the bass. Which was a great song. Then you create Alabama Shakes, which fundamentally creates a great rhythm section. Wonderful.
No, that's just Zach Cockrell.
Zach Cockrell. I think he's in the band. He's the drummer, I think.
And then you go back to the religious music.
No, that's Steve Johnson.
He's in the band, too.
I'm sorry we're not available right now, but if you'll please leave your name and number and a brief but detailed message, we'll return your call at our earliest convenience.
Are there songs that you could recommend that have the same impact as the Alabama Shakes at this time?
Vestal Goodman.
So Gail and I do a duo, and if we did Vestal Goodman as a duo, what would the impact be?
Coachella.
I'll have to look that up.
No, it's you come in here asking us all these questions, and then we answer them, and, you know, then you got to look it up, and it's your damn topic.
Hold on, Ian. Hold on. We are a band. We are playing towards you. What would you want to hear? I mean, something that we could play.
Little Bees. That's what we want.
Little Bees?
Yes. Yeah.
Little Bees.
At the Weird Fest.
At the what?
Weird Fest.
Deal.
The Weird Fest. Okay.
Can you play some of this stuff, Bob? I mean, I have no idea. I've never
Tame Impala on the Coachella stage. Come on, you.
I know I suck.
But do you swallow? That's what we want to know right now.
I can swallow.
You can't? Well, that's good. That's good.
I can swallow. I've been looking at drum beats, Ion. You've been giving me drum beats beyond belief. You've been empowering me with more music than I can handle. I'm just asking for some top 40 R&B shit that Gail and I can play.
Well, we're giving them to you. Elephant.
Elephant. Okay.
That's one.
I can recognize that.
Lonerism.
The Coachella Festival. I see that. Coachella Festival. Coachella. So we might be able to find that particular song by the Weird Fest or the Bees, Little Bee.
Bob, don't you think it's spooky that we are talking to non-physical? I mean, don't you think it's kind of weird at times?
Well, I've done over 7,000 hours. It's kind of part of my life. It's normal.
Are you bragging or complaining?
I'm not doing that show, Ion. I'm just...
Well, what Ion used to say to me, Mark, is how come you can hear the non-physical? If it's non-physical, how come I can hear them? How come we can hear them?
Yeah.
So that's weird. If there's some contradiction within known science, that's weird. But I don't know if Ion could explain that. You can't explain that, how we can hear the non-physical. Can you, Ion? That's beyond your ken, right? You can't handle that kind of knowledge, right?
He'll get my eyes, and he'll get my ears. But we don't know where that came from.
Look up Little Bees, Sarah.
Well, what's interesting is I'm in another room. Gail won't talk to Ion. And I'm in another separate bedroom. And she listens to me, and she's like going, what the fuck is Mark doing upstairs?
She doesn't understand the phenomenon of talking to non-physical?
She will not.
She's a simple, superstitious bar lounge lizard, bar girl, right?
Oh, here she comes.
Oh,
well, she says exactly.
Uh-oh. Little bee's batshit crazy.
Okay. All right. I insulted her enough to get over here.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Gail, why don't you ask Ion about what you wanted to ask? Go ahead. Nobody knows who you are.
Well, I was looking at Coachella.
Yes,
and
it's a festival.
Yes, I see that it's happening in April, the second and third weekends.
right now.
But what Ion is trying to say is, why don't you check out the festival? Love to.
Ta-da.
Work gets in the way, you know?
See how handy a vagina can be from time to time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at it, and I don't see Little B as a performer.
No, I don't either. I see all kinds of people who have performed in the past. What's amazing, you know, it's in alphabetical order, and AC/DC and Amy Winehouse. Now, there's an interesting combination.
Right. Anyway. I could actually, it's happening right, watch live now, Coachella. And, it's like a little bee or something. They have a cartoon figure here. So how do I make this heard?
Lord, have suffering cats.
Okay.
Yes, my cat
flower.
Is suffering on me. But anyway.
In the end of this conversation, he's going to have the euphoric, blissful, existential experience covered and found this for the very first time. He's going to present it to his audience as his very own creation that has never been ever created ever before, except for right now by Bob, as it's presented, however indirectly, to the masses of non-listening viewers.
So, Ion, since I'm talking to you, I did want to ask you something.
He said you don't talk. He said you won't come. He said you didn't want to talk to us.
He lied.
He said you were avoiding us. He said you wouldn't have anything to do with it. He said you were a bit precarious.
I'm careful. Yes, I am careful. I don't know if that
he did say
goes
he
under
did.
Precarious.
He did. No, Randy, he did. He did. He said that. He did. He said it.
He's been trying to get me to talk for a long time. I'm shy. Can you believe that?
Shy of specifically what?
Oh, just maybe letting my mind know that, hey, I'm here. I'm ready. It's good. So here's a question.
Okay, only in the key of G.
Oh, darn.
Nice.
Well, in the key of G. How's that? Anyway.
But
so,
it's not flat, so that's it.
What? You seem to come
from...
Do you
like Little Boozy?
Little Boozy. Well, play some.
Electronic music has always been an integral part of Coachella, from the main stage and the Sahara tent to the newer Yuma tent and the always popular Doolab. Electronic music has grown from an underground scene in the 90s to the global phenomenon it is today. And dance music at Coachella has grown right along with it. Earlier today, we spoke about the history of dance music at Coachella with someone who's been part of it since year one. Six-time Coachella performer, A-Track. Let's check that out. Coachella backstage 2015. I'm Jason Bentley, and I am joined by A-Track.
Hey.
What's happening, man?
How's it going?
Are you saying something, Ion? Did you want to interject here?
No, that's what we're talking about. This is coming up to the Little B at the Empire Polo Club.
Oh, okay. Good.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
Hello?
That's awesome. Thanks
nice
for
song.
Turning us on. Awesome, Ion, that you made us aware of the festival that I'm the hidden ground of. Definitely, I'm the DJ of the day. And
Perfect.
These guys are too much into making their own music. I use what's given to us.
So, Ion.
And Gail loves it.
I was hoping we would have heard something, you know, being played live other than.
Yeah, them. Well,
heard.
It's very interesting. You and Mark are one of the biggest celebrators of my DJing. So here we go into the Coachella and find out about this festival of DJs. And you're here to enjoy it with me. And that's Ion's production, executive produced by Ion. That was very nice, Ion.
Dun, dun, dun. You still didn't get to Little Bees.
That's what I'm talking about, Wizard. Little Boozy.
Well, what are the little bees,
no,
Sarah?
Don't be dumb,
no,
isn't that?
Bees. No. Not Little Boozy, Little Bees.
Little Bees.
Like, mighty bee, mighty.
If anybody's got the little bees, email them to me.
Oh.
So I'm for that. here's a question. It's kind of out there. Most of the time when you're relating to your, well, the audience or, you know, those participating, you seem to be coming from the male aspect.
Oh,
that's
contraire.
How I perceive you.
Contraire, honey. No, our fallopian tubes are much larger than yours.
Well, I understand that you're a like a collective of many. I mean, I get that. But when I'm hearing you, I'm hearing more of what I would consider a male persona. But here's my question about being born and
it's soul just pretty boy swag. That's what you're trying to say.
Isn't pretty much though any relevant woman singing is a tenor. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't
no,
always
darling,
talking about male parts,
about
but that
bass.
Could be uttered
you're
by a
about
woman.
The bass. No.
Yeah.
No
see,
track.
That could be a woman's view, Gail. It seems on the surface it's a male view being expressed, but it could be Ion as the woman commenting on the male aspects.
I just have to thinking about the being born and the babies and all that. You know, many women who have born children through their vaginas, through the physicalness of ourselves, I mean, they have experienced a birth, I mean, the birth, and yet the thing that they're giving birth to is not being born. That's very confusing to me.
But then you go to church and you try to get born again, so go figure it out.
Yeah, I would think that ascending has relating to that.
So ascension would then be considered like in your natural birth and afterbirth?
Right, because the biggest part really of all of that would not be birth and delivery. It's the incubation that's cooking the eggs.
So now if you're talking about the uterus it's attached to, eh?
Umbilical.
Well, I guess the other point being is, you know, the male of our species doesn't experience that. Poor people, you know. I have never born a child.
What are we talking about here?
Really?
Okay, here comes the little bees. I found the little bees.
Have you been exposed?
Have I what?
Have you been exposed to semen, ma'am?
Have
you had any seeds spilt in you? Or frankly, did a man blast on your stomach?
Am I on mute?
No, you're not. Number one.
This show is so fucking ridiculous. You people are wasting Ion with your ridiculous fucking talk.
No, I want to do this. Expanding our possibility of joining Ion's show.
Apparently,
I'm going to tell them something about patients and some.
It's an exercise in whoredom.
Yeah, the guy playing the piano, the bee playing the piano shot the listener bee at the end. They killed Bart the singer, killed the audience.
You probably all know this and have done this
repeatedly
countless times. And for those who did not know this is what you're going to learn to do about how to make ISK as such.
What? This is like, we would do something
about,
cool, like I'm so smoking, and I'm talking about like Swiss dust.
Technically, directly trading, but still relates an awful lot to it. This is not a how-to-get guide. If this is why
that's
you
right.
came
well,
here, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Right.
It's not the...
Also, we'll do something cool. Like, remember we'll just take him a payday from a distance?
You wear Trojans.
No, you didn't. Timber!
Number one. What would you like? Tell us what you would like to waste us on, number one.
First of all, did you hear you saying that that was the wrong Little Bees song?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It wasn't a song. Little Bees is an exercise in attention whoredom.
Was that to take my attention off the seed that hit my stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to talk about electrical arcs.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
No, we didn't say we were going to speak to you. We asked what you would like to waste us on.
How about something a lot less irritating than what I've listened to for the last 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. We got this, Chad. Back up.
Easy, baby. He is number one.
But I'm second to none, so you figure that one out.
You know, we didn't say you can get it. You can get it. It's all right. You can get it.
You should double it.
Just hang on.
Chad speaking from the Roxana School of Let's Have Some Relevant Questions.
Oh, God. Let's go back to Lincoln Park, Texas, then.
Well, yeah, the cats. Waylon and Lily and the boys, and let's get back to the basics of love. That's kind of what that song's about.
What is love?
Yeah.
Love's a force field. What is a force field?
Coitus, not sexuality. Yeah, that's what it is, coitus. That's science preferred word.
So, coitus. What's coitus
is this
made
Kevin
of?
Talking? What's your name?
No, it's Yuri.
Oh, Yuri,
like
right, Yuri.
Intermingling betwixt of
Yuri.
Yeah, Yuri would be impressed with his force because he never heard these ideas before. It's all new to Yuri. So he's being enthusiastic.
You know, I feel like it kind of relates to what I already know, but just in a different way of discussing
or
explaining
it. Yeah, that's the way to say it.
Maybe Yuri will introduce a new angle, though, so please continue, Yuri.
Okay, so the B, or as in the B, right, relates to the M, as in the M chord, right? So I have this theory about the egg being non-physical, as like the egg being the receiver of all the things below the egg.
You didn't hear earlier where Ion dissed that image. Ion does not like the egg image.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to just find out what Ion meant by that. Maybe you could correct it, add to it that we didn't do, but it's rather been dumped aside about the egg.
Okay.
No, but you can ask, what is it? What's the problem with the egg?
Okay. SF6, sulfur hexafluoride.
Okay.
It's gas molecules that are combined with one sulfur and six fluorine atoms.
Ion, what would the result be after this cooks together?
Oh, it's an insulating material in electrical systems.
Does that material protect from electric arcing?
It does, especially in high voltage switch gears.
Would this be related to teleporting, too?
Such as, like, toggling and ganglia, which may be dangling?
Did Ion say do?
Did you say ganglia, like a ganglion cyst, like a kind of like that?
No, don't get distracted. You asked her question.
As
you hear Ion's answer. Did Ion say
it again?
Come on, Sarah, stay on the fucking topic, okay?
I won't mute her, Jen. She'll be muted.
Equals SF6. Plus 262 kcal.
Where would this combination come from?
Izmir.
What's that?
Where it comes from?
I'll just say okay. All right, I could find that.
Well, now you ask a question, then you answer. We answer, then you say what's that, and we say it's the answer. But you answer
Izmir is
the answer.
I'm sorry, I'm asking it from the way I want to see it, but I apologize for that.
It's okay, we just answered. We're sorry we answered you, so okay, we're even.
Awesome. Okay, found it.
What happens if you have 12 electrons instead of 8 electrons?
You would get, not a disconnect, but you get like a... A disruption, like a...
No. Sulfur won't obey the general rule of the octal.
Of the octal?
Oh.
Yes.
So
is that why the second
stable.
Vocal,
and then it goes to
a
12?
That's stable. That's right. A stable atom requires 8 at the outermost shell.
Got it.
And this sulfur fluoride, hexafluoride.
Covalent bond.
Covalent bond.
I think it's chloride, Carol. I heard chloride.
No.
Fluoride? Okay.
F is in Frank or C is in...
It's not fluorine. F-L-U-O-R-I-E-D.
And it's a greenhouse gas. So you're talking about how the greenhouse gas is going to be subverted by putting in those 4 extra electrons?
Do.
Will it be changed to be not greenhouse gas?
Well, it will be 4.2 times more than that of air.
More sulfur than that of air?
More than of air.
So it will be heavier.
Yeah, it'll be a cooling effect.
Cool. And right now, with the 8 electrons, how many times heavier than air is it?
3.7. She always asks the perfect question. It's just astounding how she goes through all the doppelganger bullshit. And where was you when lightning struck the flying Jenny and the Huffalumps and the Dibblebimps? She misses all those. And then, because during this...
Continuity?
Tenacity?
No. Sulfur hexafluoride. The molecules around the electric arc will absorb high amounts of heat.
It's like dry ice effect, or like the smoke, or steam. Is that right?
No, but it certainly can reform the periphery of the arc.
So it's, as an insulator, it becomes a super insulator.
Yes.
How very chilling.
How did we start talking about this, Yuri?
No, it was number one. He wanted to know what an electronegative applied.
Are we talking about
it absorbs the free? No, yes.
Similar.
It absorbs the free electrons, which that's what protects and collects the arcing within the contact.
So, Ian, would that be a good way to keep a quantum supercomputer cool?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
Depends on which dielectric strength of sulfur you're using.
Yep.
Which dielectric what?
Strength of sulfur you're using.
So conjugated?
It's covalent bonded.
Very good. Yes. See, you don't miss nothing.
So the forms of sulfur, you told Chad, depends on the dielectric strength of sulfur you were using. So your base sulfur, what would be the constituents?
1 greater than 2.5 times more than of air.
Would that be similar to an ionic jump starter in a way?
It could. It depends on, wait a minute now, you got to see the absorption of the free electrons with low nobility of ions. That's what it depends upon.
So, Ian, wouldn't that be very useful for a pocket-sized quantum computer? So it doesn't melt your leg off?
It'll adapt to your temperature.
No. If you're using a carbon base, the carbon will balance to your, in a field, the heat or contained radiation would be contained in a carbon shell.
Yes.
Oh.
But does that make you the carbon shell?
No, it makes you looking for a stable decomposition of a molecular structure.
But you're saying that in that case it wouldn't be required to have a super insulator?
No, H2O and Cl do not react with the gas. It also doesn't react with acid. That's why.
That makes sense.
Is there anything else you'd like to waste on us?
Yeah. When you said the absorption of free electrons but no nobility, so you mean stay away from the noble gases?
Correct.
I'm not.
You can if you want to. Bend over. It won't hurt. It won't hurt me just a minute. I promise.
So what was the main topic there, Carol?
It was electrical arc.
Electroflatulence.
Electric arcing?
Arcing and how to insulate against them.
Is it electro-arcing or electric arcing?
Well, Chad said
electric.
Electrical arc.
I said electric.
Electric arcing. What's Izmir got to do with it?
That's where it comes from, yeah.
Where what comes from?
Izmir in Pakistan.
What's the what, Carol?
Turkey.
Oh, Izmir. That's where Lovejob
went. What we were talking about was the sulfur being in the insulator. Ion said that comes from Izmir.
Izmir is where Lovejob went a couple of years ago in Turkey. That's getting near Ionia.
Oh, like Istanbul and Constantinople. Are we going to get into Yemen?
Ionia.
What about Morocco?
Not there.
Okay.
In Monaco.
Mark, don't interrupt. I mean, some people are saying stuff. Staying on topic, Mark.
How dare you speak on this live radio show? How dare you speak?
Go ahead, Chad. What did you want to ask next?
You don't have potentials defined. You've got to define
thermal ionization does not require.
You can define
free electrons and ions and gas at room temperature. But due to ultraviolet rays, cosmic rays, and radioactivity of the Earth, the free electrons and ions are so few in number that they're insufficient to sustain conduction of electricity. The gas molecules move randomly at room temperature. They've found air molecule at the temperature of 300K room temperature moves randomly with an approximate average velocity of 500 meters per second and collides with other molecules at the rate of 10 times 10 to 10 power times per second. These randomly moving molecules collide with each other in a very free and frequent manner, but a kinetic energy of the molecules is not sufficient to extract the electron from the atoms of the molecules. If the temperatures increase, the air will heat up, and consequently the velocity of the molecules increase. Higher velocity means that the higher impact during the meter intermolecular collision. During this situation, some of the molecules are disassociated to the atom. If the temperature of the air is further decreased, many atoms are deprived from the valent electrons. This makes the gas ionized. Then the ionized gas can conduct electricity because of sufficient of that free electrons. This condition of any gas or air is called plasma. The phenomenon is called thermal ionization of gas, found in Izmir, Turkey.
What is snowflake obsidian? Okay.
V equals L dot DI over DT.
Did this answer your questions, Jed?
Yeah, well, it's also leading me off into new threads because I was kind of stuck. So, yeah.
Oh, you don't want to go to these other places? Well, bring it to where you want to go.
It's your chicken,
no,
Jed.
It's your chicken,
do
Jed.
It.
No, that's not what I said, Bob. I said I had hit an impasse, and then Ion opened up new doorways. I didn't say I didn't want to go down them.
Oh, my God.
You're not complaining.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out how to not talk about the deionization of gas due to increasing pressure from an arc path increase.
In plasma,
yes. So, if you charge the particle, can't you just reduce the voltage required to maintain the arc that would be increased?
Right, but we'll just do the amperage.
Without the volt, wouldn't another effect of the increased density of the particles be a higher rate of deionization of gas due to the recombination of oppositely charged particles? Couldn't you use that to balance it? Like in a decreasing temperature modem?
A decreasing temperature modem? M-O-D-E-M?
Yeah.
Modem, as in modulate, demodulate?
Yep.
Connect, reconnect.
Okay. Hey?
Listen, vascularly.
Vascularly? As in the human body?
No, but through a vessel.
It's
through,
like
through a vessel, okay.
Is that
any kind of conduit?
Is that like really long spontaneous combustion?
It's like sex, but sped up.
Are you? Can you be describing on another level the audience reacting to Coachella Festival right now?
Hey, y'all, are you going to?
Is that the chemistry involved there that you're describing?
Now that would be more the technology of arc quenching.
There you have it, folks. People are always in the middle of it.
Arc quenching.
So, number one, who are you diddling this week?
Ion, stay on topic. Come on.
Yeah.
We all.
Oh, I got to say, Ion.
That just shows that Gail is right. You're a male chauvinist.
No, that's women talk. Women gossip about
that's
sex more than
talk.
Men.
They want to know who's diddling. That's right.
Who's diddling who is all the women talk about.
They want to know.
They
want to know
diddling.
No, but he's saying it to a male. He's saying it to a male, speaking their language.
Yeah, we'll save that locker room talk for later.
Oh.
Well, we know who Chad has a guest in his place, so maybe.
So what else have we got?
I ain't got some good pictures there, Chad. He got some good photos. He said they'd be
Chad. Get in there, Chad.
Oh, shit, this is going to be awesome.
Get in there, buddy. Get in there, baby. Get in there. So this would give us a direction for arc column characteristics, wouldn't it?
A direction for arc column characteristics?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what you mean by arc column characteristics. That's a new term.
Drift velocity.
Drift velocity?
Yeah.
I'd like to know how arc column characteristics and drift velocity connect.
Voltage gradient of field of particular modality, the particle mode. Mobility depends on the mass of the particle. Heavier particles lower the mobility. Mobility depends on the mean free paths available in the gas for random movement of particles.
There it is.
Every time a particle collides, it loses its directed velocity. It has to be re-accelerated in the direction of the electric field again. Hence, the mobility of the particle is reduced. If the gas is highly pressure, it becomes denser, and hence the gas molecules come closer to each other. Therefore, collision occurs more frequently, which lowers mobility particles. The total current by charged particles is directly proportional to their mobility. Therefore, the mobility of the charged particle depends upon the temperature, the pressure of the gas, as well as the nature of the gas. Again, mobility of the gas particle determines the degree of ionization of the gas and who, number one, is diddling presently.
The scary part is that Ion doesn't joke around with me. It's always literal, so.
You better know it.
So it sounds like you're describing the Saha ionization equation. Is that correct, or are they incorrect, Ion?
There's some. They need adjusting a bit.
Are they going wrong where most scientists go in that they include time in their equations?
They do, but they also don't know the difference between arc quenching or arc extinction. They are different.
I'd like to know the difference between those two concepts, quenching and extension.
Well, look it up. You know everything else.
Well, I thought it would flow better if you told me.
Oh, spit. You don't even know who you're sleeping with. How would you believe that?
Arc quenching spelled A-R-C or A-R-K?
A-R-C.
A-R-C. Sorry, number one knew. We were sorry.
So I found a patent here, arc quenching circuit interrupter. Would that be relevant to develop?
It could, but arc in a vacuum might be better.
Now, I'm curious how this would overlap with the Ark of the Covenant, because in the Indiana Jones series, when they opened the Ark of the Covenant.
Cathode and plasma region, that's where it's divided.
I don't see the connection there, Ion.
You asked the question. It's in the cathode region of the arc plasma.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to understand it, Chad. He's giving you the answer what your words evoked.
So that's the connection between this kind of electrical arc and the Ark of the Covenant. Okay.
Yeah.
10 to the 10 power minus 10 to the 11 power A / M squared, depending on the cathode material.
Does any of this relate to our Coldplay ion?
Yes.
Or is that saying
never,
too much?
Bob.
We're strictly forbidden to discuss
that in open air and all that melting titanium and blowing up stuff and dogs and cats laying together with people.
I am starting to give away the secrets right there. He's denying what he's saying.
Back it up.
We're using this technology, the electric arc technology we just talked about. Would it be possible to make a real-life lightsaber?
Yes.
You already have that. The voltage drop, high plasma region of low current, it would be negligible. The voltage gradient is less than 0.01 V over mm. At high current, the gradient may be decreased by up to a few V over mm.
But you have to produce it first, correct? Because the formula that...
By the half cycle... Therefore, you'd want to necessarily interrupt the arc as long as it's stable for a half-cycle duration, particularly it should continue to exist when the current approaches to zero.
Isn't that like an alternator for a battery of a car?
Well, unlike the vapor pressure and the thermal conductivity, the contact material is also a major factor regarding the stability of the vacuum arc and the circuit breaker.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could blow your head gasket.
Exactly.
And again, the metal having a low melting or boiling point gives more vapor at high pressure, and at the same time it becomes a good conductor. Therefore, to combine these contradictory properties in one single material, alloys of two or more metals or metals of a non-metal have to be made. Some examples of alloys used as a material to make a vacuum circuit breaker contacts are copper, bismuth, silver, lead, copper, lead.
That bismuth mineral, does that even come from planet Earth?
Bismuth?
Bismuth, we didn't say.
No, are you serious?
I'm asking Ion. I'm not asking you. I didn't call to talk to you. I'm asking Ion. Does bismuth come from planet Earth?
But you can still get it. Oh, honey, he ain't saying that. He's just saying he was drinking it. Business we didn't say.
No. Okay. I'm going to take a step back now because we hit the we didn't say portion of the show.
We got you on. We're just trying to get you off. It's number one. It's all right. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Ion, was any of this that's discussed in the last few minutes in any way related to the research or the stuff that Tesla was doing?
No.
Is this something that
the analog recording system?
No, but Elon Musk is very interested in it. And don't tell anybody, but he's going to pay Bob a lot of money to get some stuff. But
Mr. Musk is going to come around here.
Oh, hell no.
Bob's going to give it. Bob's going to give it away for free. He's not they wouldn't give him ice cream for his cashy money, so he wasn't interested in it at all. And Bob, he's just a bashing industry. We just love him so. Oh, he's just wonderful.
Yeah, Chad, I remember I was talking about Elon Musk to you the other day. I brought up with some people about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hip enough to realize he better come to Ion if he wants to really move ahead.
Yeah, we're going to put Bob over a thrush program. He'll be one.
So this isn't Coldplay, and it's not quantum computing. It sounds like Bob's going to have a whole other project on his hands.
Oh, no, I just hand it off. I don't get involved with the...
He just swaps it for ice cream.
Yeah, I just swap for ice cream. I just keep the big view.
And Renew. He has to keep up with his bathtubs full of Renew.
Yes, I'm the peacock. The guardian Juno, which is Carolyn. That's what I do.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Keep my eye on the ball.
But what's so funny is it's his Renew Drops. His Renew Drops are getting so thick they won't hardly go down the drain of the bathtub anymore. Isn't that great?
Is that right?
Well said.
I never knew.
Ion, in terms of asking questions, can you give us an example of how we could juice things up?
I guess if you love up number one, that'd juice things up.
Okay. Is Carolyn nearby, Bob?
Yes, she's here. Yeah, of course.
Oh.
That'll get him.
Pickles is here.
Carolyn.
Carolyn, what color nail polish are you wearing on your toenails? You hear this, Chad?
Orange, purple, green, turquoise, and red.
What does turquoise look like?
It's not turquoise. It's periwinkle.
Periwinkle blue.
Oh, you repeat them on the two feet.
It's the
same pattern on each feet? Same pattern.
Same on each foot.
No.
Not one foot. Read the other foot.
It's the same colors.
Same colors.
Same colors, but not the same toes.
All right. We'll make Carolyn's toes are red.
Oh, like a butterfly.
Ion demands. If somebody demands. Who asked about the colors? Was that Eliza?
No, I think it was Sarah who asked about the colors. But my next question has to do with the corpus callosum, so it's good that Carolyn's nearby. Ion, I wanted to know the purpose of the corpus callosum. What purpose does it serve?
It makes her feel better when her toenails are different colors.
Not specifically,
right.
Carolyn.
Is that because the corpus callosum is the emotional memory center?
Isn't the corpus callosum the secretary?
Of the amygdala, perhaps.
It connects the left and right cerebral hemispheres and facilitates inter-hemispheric communication, the type of communication we do not have here on this call.
Thank you. Ian, does St. Germain have a corpus callosum, or is...
We all do, Eliza.
No, she's trying to make the point of the reference.
Is ours compared to St. Germain's, is there a huge difference between it?
No, do it this way. Eye, brain, and vision. Look them that way, and then that solves it for you.
Eye, brain, and vision. When we talk about the blood of the lamb, was that lamb cold-blooded?
No, it was not.
Do all lambs have the blood, the ascended blood?
No, only perfect lambs have perfect blood.
Are the RNA drops assisting with making us cold-blooded?
No.
Ian, will you tell us where the soul is located?
Izmir.
Izmir, in Turkey?
Yes.
Checks out.
Is it located on, is it like a physical place on our body?
No.
Is there a physical place on our body?
Yeah.
Like our body.
Lord, we're starting to feel like soupy sales on What's My Line.
Ion, is there a way to increase the communication between the two hemispheres of our brains?
Yes.
Would you detail to us how that is accomplished?
6,480 gigs of electrical current. If that don't send you fields afar, then you woods bad wit.
Especially if you serve it up with a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but don't use honey. It'll burn.
Oh, yeah, you've got to use a good molasses for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or a sorghum, or a good sorghum.
Yeah.
See, that's funny. They don't even know what sorghum is.
Gum paste. Don't get me started, because I have really good molasses right now.
We're speaking of sorghum.
Sorghum. Sorghum's different than molasses.
What's like sorghum? Gum paste.
Like cereal.
What's it made of?
It's not gum paste.
Sorghum's
flour. Cereal, flour, millet.
Oh, what? Like the rice sugar?
No, it's like it uses a flour. It can be flour out of it. It's like a made from a grassy kind of wheat thing. Flour. F-L-O-U-R, flour.
S-O-R-G-H-U-M.
You dip your finger in it, it's very delicious.
Dip your cornbread in it, it's even better.
Or on a hot biscuit.
Cairo.
With cow butter. Not Cairo syrup, Lord Suffering Cat, no.